love of Allah.
Love is one of the greatest blessings that Allah bestows on human beings. Allah has created human beings in such a way as to take pleasure from loving and being loved, friendship and closeness. The true origin of the love that people who believe in Allah feel is their profound devotion to Him. Believers who know that Allah is Almighty and the sole Lord of the universe further strengthen their love of Him. Allah's envoys, the finest and most virtuous people in the world, also called on people to love and feel closeness.
I seek refuge in Allah from the accursed Satan. Say, I do not ask you for any wage for this, except for you to love your near of kin.
The aim of this documentary is to once again remind ourselves of the importance of love for our Lord, His creations, and other believers. Every person of good conscience must start feeling the love of paradise while they are still in this world and must bind themselves tightly to our Lord, our sole friend and guardian, and to other believers with love and devotion.
It is Allah who bestows all the delights we enjoy. One immediately shows one's pleasure at a person who does one a kindness or does something for someone. Because of the gratitude one feels for someone who looks after a person when they're sick and needy, one treats that person very well, with love and respect. One constantly thanks them for all their goodness. But some people forget a very important truth. It is Almighty Allah who makes people happy and bestows blessings on them. The person who thanks someone who has helped them must not forget that it is Allah who bestows that kindness by inspiring them to help. He must therefore direct his feelings of love, respect, and gratitude toward Allah. As Allah reveals in a verse in the Quran, I seek refuge in Allah from the accursed Satan. Allah is He to whom the kingdom of the heavens and earth belongs. He gives life and causes to die. You have no protector or helper besides Allah. Let us consider Allah's blessing upon us. He gives us back our lives when we wake up every morning. He protects us from danger. He cures us when we fall sick, using doctors and medicines as His instruments. He gives the clean air we breathe, the rain that falls, the wide variety of plants in the earth, natural resources, the living things that so please us, the water that represents the very basis of life, and all other blessings in nature that reach us without the slightest effort on our part. Allah has created each one of these in the finest and most suitable form for us. If Allah so wished, there would be just one single kind of food on earth, and even that might not taste very nice. However, with His infinite compassion and love, Allah has created a wide range of different and delicious foods for us. There is also great beauty in the living things created by Allah. For example, domesticated animals such as the horse, camel, and dog help human beings. Pets such as birds and cats possess features that cause us to love them. A lovebird, for instance. This bird produces sounds just like the human voice through a tiny hole in its neck. It looks very attractive with its various shades of blue, yellow, and green. These tiny creatures that delight in our loving them are a pleasure created for us by Allah. Apart from human beings, living things are unaware of the features they possess. A rabbit is unaware of just how cute it is. A butterfly is unaware of the symmetry, design, and harmony in its wings. The peacock, a marvel of creation, has no conception of the beauty of its creation. This life form, which represents one of the finest sights in the world with colors, patterns, and symmetry in its tail, is just one of the blessings created for us to appreciate Allah's creative power. Rose flowers are exceedingly attractive. The tops are velvety soft. Despite growing in dark and muddy soil, the result is some of nature's finest and loveliest colors. Its scent remains permanently fresh and wonderfully delightful, but cannot be replicated by even the most advanced technology.
What we have seen so far are just a very few of the blessings that Allah bestows on us. All the beauty we see around us is a reflection of our Almighty Lord Mercy and His title of Asani, the Artist. For thinking people, these delights are all means whereby we can give thanks to our Lord the Creator and properly appreciate His power. In one verse of the Quran, Allah reveals,
I seek refuge in Allah from the accursed Satan, and also the things of varying colors He has created for you in the earth. There is certainly a sign in that for people who pay heed. All people are under Allah's protection. Every human being spends approximately 9 months in an exceptionally secure place, their mother's womb. No harm can come to the baby there, and the requisite nourishment is also prepared for after their birth, mother's milk. These blessings have all been made, ready, and prepared for people since the beginning of human history. Every human body is protected right up to the moment of death by means of the flawless system created by Allah. Human beings have no dominion over the bodies that most people, the majority, claim belong to themselves. The heart, for instance, beats constantly throughout one's life. But a person does not have to do anything to bring this about. But life would be very difficult if one had to command the heart to beat all the time. One could neither sleep nor eat, and it would be effectively impossible to do much else other than command the heart to keep beating. Bearing in mind that this applies to all the systems in the body, one can see how it would be impossible to control the body. So one stands in need of Allah in all regards. Allah sets this out in the following verse. I seek refuge in Allah from the accursed Satan. Mankind, you are the poor in need of Allah, whereas Allah is the rich beyond need, the praiseworthy. One must reflect on all these immaculate systems that our Lord bestows on us. One must always bear in mind that we continually stand in need of Allah, who created us and gives us life at all moments. One must know that we could not even breathe unless Allah so wished. Allah reveals His sublime creation of man as follows in the Quran. I seek refuge in Allah from the accursed Satan. O man, what has deluded you in respect of your noble Lord? He who created you and formed you and proportioned you and assembled you in whatever way He willed. Everyone who dwells on these facts with good conscience will be bound to Allah with an even deeper love and devotion. Such a person will never forget that Almighty Allah is his greatest friend. Everything Allah creates is auspicious and for the best. Allah creates everything for the best. Even events that might appear to be unfavorable in fact contain much that is auspicious and much good and wisdom. Allah reveals this in this verse. I seek refuge in Allah from the accursed Satan. It may be that you hate something when it is good for you, and it may be that you love something when it is bad for you. Allah knows and you do not know. Believers who realize this are content with whatever befalls them. They know that Allah has created the best of everything for them and call on His name with praise and love. Allah does not load heavy burdens onto people, but asks what is easy from them.
It is abundantly easy to live by the moral values commanded by our Almighty Lord. The observances revealed in the Quran are the kind everyone can perform. Allah has revealed several forms of assistance for those who are not strong enough. Allah has revealed that the religion is an easy one in verse.
I seek refuge in Allah from the accursed Satan. He has selected you and not placed any constraint upon you in the religion of your forefather Abraham. Allah bestows the glad tidings of paradise on those who live by the faith. This is revealed as follows in the Quran. I seek refuge in Allah from the accursed Satan. Their Lord gives them the good news of His mercy and good pleasure in gardens where they will enjoy everlasting delight, remaining in them timelessly forever and ever. Truly there is an immense reward with Allah. Allah has sent down books to lead people out of the darkness and into the light. The final divine scripture is the Holy Quran, a guide that will be valid until the day of reckoning. It is a great blessing and comfort for people to have such a flawless and immaculate guide. Allah reveals the importance of the Quran for believers in this verse. I seek refuge in Allah from the accursed Satan. We have sent down the book to you, making all things clear, and as guidance and mercy and good news for the Muslims. The messengers sent by Allah to preach the religion are also a great blessing for believers. These messengers are very affectionate, trustworthy, considerate, and altruistic people who think of and protect and watch over the believers. They have shown believers the true path by acting as role models for them. In the Quran, Allah reveals that messengers are excellent role models for believers in the words, I seek refuge in Allah from the accursed Satan. You have an excellent model in the Messenger of Allah for all who put their hope in Allah in the last day and remember Allah much. All rational people of good conscience will constantly give thanks to Allah for all His blessings and devote themselves to our Lord with a sincere love and submission. Allah accepts repentance. Allah is the infinitely forgiving. Our Lord reveals this in the following words in a verse. I seek refuge in Allah from the accursed Satan. If Allah were to punish people for their wrong actions, not a single creature would be left upon the earth, but He defers them till a predetermined time. Human beings are easily capable of error. They may sometimes commit mistakes against the commandments revealed in the Quran. Allah will forgive them if they regret their errors and repent. Everyone who fears Allah from the greatest to the lowliest may repent to Allah and seek His forgiveness. He may hope to make good his sins. Allah described the repentance He will accept in this verse from the Quran. I seek refuge in Allah from the accursed Satan. Allah only accepts the repentance of those who do evil in ignorance and then quickly ask for forgiveness after doing it. Allah turns towards such people. Allah is all-knowing, all-wise.
Allah has opened the way to repentance, thus making it possible for people to avoid hell. This shows just how great His mercy is. But there is one fact that must not be forgotten. Repentance at the moment of death will not be accepted. This is revealed as follows in the Quran.
I seek refuge in Allah from the accursed Satan. There is no repentance for people who persist in doing evil until death comes to them, and who then say, "Now I ask for forgiveness," nor for people who die as an unbeliever. We have prepared for them a painful punishment. Allah is a protector and helper of all those on His path. Everyone who sincerely turns to Allah and remains on His path will at every moment witness our Lord's protection and warm, close concern. Allah smooths the way and makes things easy for believers who sincerely avoid what is unlawful and abide by that which is lawful. Allah promises to help believers in several verses of the Quran. Some of these are as follows. I seek refuge in Allah from the accursed Satan. It is our duty to help the believers. You who believe, if you help Allah, He will help you and make your feet firm.
Someone aware of these facts will never appeal to any other person or force. He will know that all help comes from Allah and will ask everything from Him. When he achieves success, he will immediately turn and give thanks to Allah and feel gratitude for His help. He will be devoted to Him with a sincere and fervent love.
Allah is He who heeds prayers. Our Lord, the infinitely compassionate, has revealed that He will heed all people's prayers and calls. In one verse He says, I seek refuge in Allah from the accursed Satan. If my servants ask you about me, I am near. I answer the call of the caller when he calls on me. They should therefore respond to me and believe in me so that hopefully they will be rightly guided. Almighty Allah hears all people's desires. He knows whatever they think. A person may ask our Lord for anything within the bounds of what is lawful without restriction. It is easy for Allah to grant people's wishes. If Allah so wishes, He will grant a person's wish in the form they ask for. Or if what a person desires is not in his best interest, Allah will heed his prayer in a different way. Knowing that He will heed his prayers in the most auspicious way increases a believer's love of Allah. Being aware that Allah is beside him and hears him at every moment strengthens a believer's submission and sincere devotion to Him. Allah is infinitely just. Everyone wants to be treated justly. He will respect people who behave justly. Being just is one of the most important signs that a person is virtuous, honest, and sincere. Allah is infinitely just. All His commandments are just. Everyone who has ever lived has received his just compensation in the sight of Allah. And all those who come after will also be fully recompensed for their actions. Allah reveals in verses how He will manifest His justice on the Day of Reckoning. I seek refuge in Allah from the accursed Satan. On the day we summon every people with their records, those who are given their book and their right hand will read their book, and they will not be wronged by even the smallest speck. Say, our Lord will bring us all together, and then will judge between us with the truth. He is the just decider, the all-knowing. Being sure of Allah's justice is instrumental in a believer placing his trust in Him, with endless love and confidence, no matter what may befall him. Fear and love of Allah must go together.
Allah has bestowed all kinds of blessings on people. Honest individuals who realize this develop an even stronger love of Him. At the same time, they also fear to transgress the bounds set by Him. Allah bestows a great blessing on those people who behave in this way. He gives them the ability to distinguish between right and wrong. Allah reveals this blessing on believers as follows in the Quran.
I seek refuge in Allah from the accursed Satan. You who believe, if you fear Allah, He will give you discrimination and erase your bad actions from you and forgive you. Allah's favor is indeed immense. Every believer who loves Allah and properly comprehends His eternal wrath in the hereafter will tremble in fear of Allah at every moment of his life, and in all he does. This behavior is revealed in these words in the Quran. I seek refuge in Allah from the accursed Satan. They fear their Lord above them and do everything they are ordered to do. Allah bestows these glad tidings on believers who fear His presence. I seek refuge in Allah from the accursed Satan. Those who fear their Lord in the unseen will have forgiveness and an immense reward. People who love Allah must also love the prophets and other believers. Believers sincerely devoted to Allah also love other people as a reflection of their love of Him. This love stems entirely from the person's faith, moral virtue, and fear of Allah. Believers harbor a profound love of the virtuous prophets and believers that Allah has made superior to all other people. This is revealed in these words in the verse. I seek refuge in Allah from the accursed Satan. Your friend is only Allah and His Messenger, and those who believe, those who establish prayer and pay alms and bow. The prophets are some of the purest believers who are most beloved of Allah, and whom He makes closest to Him. These people most beloved of Allah are also most beloved by the believers. Allah refers to the believers' love for the prophets as follows in the Quran. I seek refuge in Allah from the accursed Satan. The prophet has closer ties to the believers than their own selves. Believers who live for Allah love and consider one another very much. Their devotion to one another is described in these terms in the Quran. I seek refuge in Allah from the accursed Satan. Restrain yourself patiently with those who call on their Lord morning and evening, desiring His face. Do not turn your eyes from them, desiring the attractions of the world. And do not obey someone whose heart we have made neglectful of our remembrance, and who follows his own whims and desires, and whose life has transgressed all bounds.
Muslims love those who strive to earn Allah's approval. They hope to attain paradise together, where they will enjoy true love and great joy for all eternity. The verses of the Quran in which Allah describes the life of paradise all speak of joy, love, fine words, and peace. Everything that must hinder love and friendship is kept far away from the dwellers in paradise. Lovelessness is what Allah visits on unbelievers as a reward for their ingratitude. The love that ascribes equals to Allah is not true love at all. That mindset always bestows pessimism, pain, and unhappiness. The loneliness and friendlessness that is a characteristic of hell is described thus in the Quran.
I seek refuge in Allah from the accursed Satan. He used not to have faith in Allah the Magnificent, nor did he urge the feeding of the poor. Therefore, here today, he has no friend.